2018 marks 65 years for the Olympia Symphony. They celebrate this landmark with a program of old favorites and a world premiere from a composer whose ties with the orchestra go back to the 1950s.
Well, my name's Austin Schlichting. I'm a music teacher and composer. I write a lot of choral and orchestral music. I am a firm believer of, you know, writing music for all instrumentation and for all people.
Fred Schlichting, Austin's grandfather, was one of the first music directors for the Olympia Symphony. To commemorate their 65th anniversary, they've commissioned a work from Austin.
I wrote this piece entitled Festschrift, and a festschrift is a collected body of works in relation to an eminent scholar, and these works can be submitted by colleagues or peers or even students of that particular scholar. I thought that particular idea would work out potentially really well with a composition, especially with capturing music of other composers and other genres and putting it together as a collage piece for the symphony.
Festschrift is featured on a program with Mozart's Don Giovanni Overture and Beethoven's Ninth Symphony. Not only is this work the centerpiece of the program, sandwiched between Mozart and Beethoven, Schlichting also incorporates both of these selections into his work.
Something that Hugh Edwards, the conductor, and I discussed when I was drafting out the composition was that I would incorporate those particular pieces into the music. So the piece is very much inspired by Beethoven and Mozart, and I think it's fitting that these get put into the composition, especially evening out the concert as kind of an in-between bridge piece between the two works.
Beethoven and Mozart aren't the only masters to be featured in Festschrift. You can also hear moments from the Renaissance and Romantic era as well.
I borrow music from all of these classical periods, including Renaissance music. I have a Kyrie by the composer Ockeghem. It's actually the first really big quotation that I use in the composition. I go over into the world of Beethoven, Symphony No. 9 a few times. I refer to Wagner at least once, if not twice. There's some other musical works in there, including Mozart Symphony 40, as well as Mozart Don Giovanni. And I have little outbursts of the March to the Scaffold by Berlioz. It's very Ivesian. Composer Charles Ives is one of my favorite composers, so I wanted in some way to emulate that kind of foible of sound that he was creating when he was writing music. So there's little classical outbursts every once in a while, and it comes back into this solemn theme that I have throughout the piece.
Schlichting is a native of Bellingham, but when he moved to Olympia, he could feel his grandfather's presence.
All of a sudden, all these people kind of came out of the woodwork and were saying, oh, you're Fred Schlichting's grandson. And I see the big impact he's had on the community at large. And something that I put musically into the piece are his initials. So throughout the whole composition, I use an F chord. My grandfather's first name's Fred, and his last name, Schlichting, just like my name. And in German, S is an E-flat, so I have this alternating F major chord and this E-flat chord back and forth, and it kind of holds everything together, and it keeps those outbursts under control, I guess you could say, and it also kind of binds the whole piece together, as I think it should, as in this festschrift that's dedicated to the symphony and my grandfather's legacy.
A legacy of classical music, Northwest heritage, and even secret codes can be found in Austin Schlichting's commission for the Olympia Symphony, premiering as part of the symphony's 65th anniversary season, and described for you here on Northwest Public Broadcasting.